Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. We just thank everyone for tuning in and listening, and we just want everyone to tell all the friends and neighbors and loved ones all about the broadcast and share the broadcast out for us so the gospel can get farther out. And we just want to thank all the new listeners for tuning in and all the old listeners, and we just want to welcome everyone to Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want to say that we thank all the people for praying for all of the people with COVID. There's many people that are suffering with this COVID and many different things. And we just ask everyone, to all the prayer warriors, to pray like you've never prayed before for all this mess. And just pray that this old spirit of COVID will leave and never return. And all the Facebook listeners can put their comments in the put their prayer request in the comments below, and we'll help you pray over the needs. And want everybody to join us tonight for an evening of praise and worship and preaching the Word of God. The subject for today is Blessed Are the Undefiled in the Way, who walk in the law of the Lord. We got to live a pure and holy life before the Lord, or we won't see heaven. So we need, if you ain't saved, you need to be talking to the Lord and ask Him to forgive you and come into your heart, and He'll cleanse you and make you clean and make you unspotted from this world. We love and appreciate every one of you, and if God's done something for you, saved you, healed you, anything that He's done for you, just share it with others, because the Word says that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimonies. So there's just so many hurting people out there today. We've been having so many different requests coming in. It just breaks my heart to hear all of them, and we just want all the prayer warriors to pray like you've never prayed before. And I know there's some of you out there that just feel like you just are losing the battle, but don't stop praying. Just keep praying, believe in God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, and we just got to believe and trust in the Lord with all of our needs. The Lord will fight the battle for us if we just turn it over to Him. And we just want to say that we love everybody and appreciate everybody tonight. And we just want everybody to be praying for this broadcast, that people will be touched and healed and saved and set free and delivered. And the Bible says in the latter part of James 5:16 that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And, you know, that's the earnest prayers of people. God will hear somebody that's sincere and earnest with Him. So we're going to have Tim come around and sing a song or two for us. So just bear with him as he tries to get it going there. Thank you.
Living in a cold, dark world, evolution stopped by man. They took prayer out of school, and violence filled our land. They ordered the Ten Commandments removed from their side. But one question I might ask you, what's wrong with living right?
Bye. I want to thank God just for the opportunity, you know, Blog Talk Radio gives us the opportunity to come on and spread the word of God to people all over the world, you know. I thought about tonight, while we're bringing this message, we need to be thinking about the Christians that are in Afghanistan and how they're hiding in fear tonight, waiting on the Taliban to come in and kill them because they believe in this word of God, and they believe in Jesus Christ and his love and sacrifice for every one of us. So let's remember them in this service tonight. And as we start out, I want to start us in Psalms 119, verse 1 says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord." And you know, they are blessed. If we can walk in the law of the Lord, we're going to be blessed. We're going to be taken care of. Them people over there, you know, I thought about them when the people in Egypt was led down by the sea, and they either had to swear over to Islam or they was going to cut their heads off. But they had to cut all their heads off because they had Jesus. They wouldn't let go. See, they was in the law of the Lord, and they was walking in it. And that's what it says here in this psalm. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. The undefiled is, if you're walking in the law of the Lord, you're undefiled by this word. This world can't mess with you, can't mess up your salvation. can't take you and break you down anymore. Glory to God.
Amen.
And he goes on to say, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Glory to God. I thought about what that meant. You know, the Bible said the day you seek me with your whole heart, that's the day you'll find me. You can't half-hearted go to God. Well, I know I need to get salvation. But, you know, I ain't ready to do everything the Bible says. Then don't bother. Because it said when you seek him with your whole heart. Now, that's what it said. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. You want to be blessed by God, then you got to seek him with everything. Your whole heart has got to be given over, praise God, to where you please him, where you can seek him, where you can find him and seek out his salvation. Glory to God. I think about these people over there. They're hid in basements and everywhere tonight, scared to death that they're going to come in and kill them at any minute. But they hadn't let go of what they believe in because their whole heart was fastened on God, fastened on seeking him. And glory to God, they found him. And they don't want to let go. Friend, I'm going to tell you something. When you get God enough, hallelujah, that even death will not make you let go. That's when your whole heart's fastened on him. That's when you've sought God because you know he's all there is. He's the only answer to every problem, every trial, every tribulation that'll come into your life. He's the only answer for it. Because everybody else will sit back and go, we'll be praying for you. But God can answer those prayers for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You better get to seeking him like them people over there sought him. You better have Jesus in that way because we don't know when they're going to come after us right here.
Come on.
It said, they also, listen to this, they also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Oh, here you go. You can't be perfect. Well, I'm just telling you what the word said. And them that seek him with their whole heart, they don't do no iniquity. Because why? They walk in his ways. It ain't their way no more. It's walking in God's ways. It's living the word of God in their daily lives. It's carrying on out here in this world, not being part of it, but part of the children of God, a part of the family of God, raised up by the blood of Jesus, glory to God, forgiven, sanctified, sealed, glory to God, hallelujah. But to stay sealed, you got to walk in his ways. And you can't do iniquity every day. And holler, oops, made another mistake today. I the same one I made yesterday, not was it last week. I made that three times. It ain't a mistake anymore. It said them that seek him with their whole heart, they also do no iniquity. That is sin. They walk in his ways now. Glory to God. People, wake up and understand. You can't serve God like you want to. You serve him like he says to. You serve him with every bit of your heart, every bit of your strength, all your mind, your soul is dedicated to him. Look what he did to the cross. He went up there, and it wasn't nothing for his glory. It was for us to have a chance at salvation. We ought to pay a little attention to what the word of God says because that is salvation to our souls if we can live it. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. In other words, to make sure, put our focus on it, keeping his precepts, his law, his word. Glory to God. That's what he made us for. That's what his commandments are about, is keeping his precepts, what he's put down. Glory to God. Through the old prophets and through Jesus Christ out of his own mouth while he was walking on this earth for us to live by. That we don't have to face judgment. We don't have to face death. We don't have to worry about hell. Glory to God. Because we overcome it by his blood and by walking our delight, being in him and not, glory to God, in the things we can find down here. Because these don't last, but he does, glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. He's saying, oh, Lord, I wish you just made me where I just automatically walk in thy statutes. But you didn't. So we got to fasten our heart on them, and we got to walk in them because we choose to. We choose to follow the one that loved us enough to go to Calvary's cross for us. The one that loved us enough to raise from the dead, glory to God, to conquer death for each one of us. He said, then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. We ought to be ashamed if it's one of the commandments of God that we can't keep, because that's just too hard. In nowadays, that's so old-fashioned. Glory to God. I'd rather be old-fashioned, an old fogey, whatever you want to call me, and know I'm following God and going home one day, and to follow everything else and know I'm going into a devil's hell and burn forever. Glory to God. It's time Christians just wake up and put all this nonsense that's being preached everywhere, that God loves you just the way you are. You don't have to do a thing. Yes, you do. You got to walk in his law. You got to walk in his ways. You got to make your heart meditate on that every day. You think on the word of God, and you don't do the things that you get ashamed of later. Praise God. You don't go out, hallelujah, walk out of the church and go to stabbing somebody in the back with your tongue and telling tales and carrying lies. You don't do that anymore because you walk like God said to walk. You live like God said to live. You let your heart be filled up with him, and there ain't no room for nothing else, because he said your whole heart will belong to God. Praise God.
Glory. Amen. Heaven. Come on.
I will praise thee with uprightness of heart. How are you going to do it if your heart's not settled on God? He said, I'll praise thee with uprightness of heart. How many of us can do that today? Because your heart's got to be clean. It's got to be pure of everything down here, and it's got to be set on God. It's got to be fastened on Jesus Christ, glory to God, because there is no other way. Praise God. It said, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment, said, I'll praise thee with my uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Oh, people today ain't got time to read their Bible, though. They're waiting for the preacher to read it to them on Sunday. And they'll sit there and listen and go, oh, amen, amen. Yes, yes. Walk out of the church, ask them, what the preacher preach on? It was good. I don't remember exactly. You got to study in this word. You got to get the word in your heart. Praise God. Because you got to walk in uprightness of heart before God to learn his commandments. Well, to learn them, you need to study them. You need to know what they are. You need to know what Jesus said. Glory to God. He said, I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Don't throw me away, because I'm going to keep your words. I'm going to keep your statutes, is what he's telling him. And praise God, you know, that's the way we ought to be today. We ought to be so dedicated to God that old Satan, he'd come by and try us and say, I ain't going there no more. And them people are sold out. They bought up. They've been purchased by the precious blood of Jesus. Ain't a thing I can do with them. I've tempted them. I've tried them. I've tormented them. I've spent things their way that ought to make them angry and mad. And they just get out and go to praying and reading the Bible. Ain't nothing I can do with them. Now, that's a Christian. That's what Christian means. It's to be one that's sold out to the laws of God. And not the laws of man, but the laws of God. I praise his holy name. I'm going to start reading again in verse 97. It's still Psalm 119. It said, oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. What are you saying? I love your law, God. I love what you put before me to do. I love it. I meditate on it all day long to make sure I'm living in it, to make sure I'm right with what your law says, God. And it said, thou through thy commandments hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. See, our enemies, they contrive in ways to tear us down, break us down. I've had them come against me and say, oh, I know you. I remember the stuff you used to do. I said, you don't remember nothing I used to do. You remember that old man. that one that died. I've been born into Jesus Christ. But boy, I was born again. I'm not who I used to be. Glory to God. Now I'm who I'm going to be forever. I'm a child of God. I'm sealed, sanctified, and filled up and with His sweet spirit now. It's His blood that washed me. And glory to God, I'm a little wiser than my enemies. They come against me and bite me with their teeth and talk nasty about me. And I get down and punish them. I pray for them. Lord, forgive them. Because He said in so doing, you heat coals of fire on their head. Praise God. I don't want them under coals of fire. I want them under the blood of Jesus. That's the love of God. That's the precepts of God. Hallelujah. We were sinners, all of us. Everyone is sinned. Come short of the glory of God. But He still went to that cross for you, friend. Glory to God. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. They can't teach me nothing about you because I study on it myself all the time. I know what I'm saying. And he said, I understand more than the ancients because I keep thy precept. In other words, that don't make me better than them, but it makes me where I've kept what you said. I'm living what you said. I don't have to worry now anymore because I am wiser than a lot of the people that fell and went into hell. I'm wiser than them because you showed me a path that lead me to salvation. Glory to God. And this is what he said. I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. I want to ask everybody out there today, have you kept your feet from every evil way? Have you been places you shouldn't go lately? Have you said things you shouldn't say lately? Glory to God. Well, then you can't keep God's word. He tells you about backbiting, tailbiting. There's your mouth and your tongue. Glory to God. He tells you about going to places you shouldn't go. He tells you about how you are to study on Him and in this word every day. How you ought to get down and read it and break your heart and cry and ask God, write it on the walls of my heart, God. Put it inside me that I can't forget, God. Bring it to my remembrance, Holy Ghost. Every time the devil does something wrong, hallelujah, bring it to my remembrance, what I've read, what I've studied, what I meditate on. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, I have not departed from thy judgment. For thou hast taught me. I didn't learn this on my own. I learned it by the Spirit of God. When the Spirit comes in, that sweet Holy Ghost, you know that says in the Bible, plain as it can be written, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, when He shall come, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Praise God. You see, if you start to do something wrong, it'll pop in your mind just what the Bible says about it. And you can back off. Keep your hands from that filthy evil. Walk in an upright way before God. You don't have to do wrong every day. Said, how Amen. Sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey in my mouth. Glory to God. It said, through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. I hate every false way. We got Bibles that have changed all this writing. They put different words in. These verses took out and throwed away. All that kind of stuff. I don't like a false way. I think this is good enough. I think this is the truth in God. I preach out of this a King James authorized Bible. Because to me it's the only one there is. It is the, tells you plainly. Thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. Why do you think it says that? Because it is. It can't change. We may change, but the Word of God won't. And here's what it says in verse 105 and 106. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Amen.
You see what he's saying? I can't go wrong. I can't fall into the darkness. I can't fall into the traps of the devil. I can't fall into the things of this world because your word is my light. That's what shines before me. That's what tells me how to live, how to walk, how to talk, how to be a man, how to be a friend, how to be a son or a husband or whatever. Glory to God. It's that that teaches me. It puts a light under my path that I don't have to go astray. It's that I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. All of us, you don't remember when you come to the altar, and I don't know how many of them have done this, but usually you go to the altar, Lord, if you'll forgive me, I'll this, I'll that. I'll do this, I'll do that. I'll be at church, I'll pay tithes, I'll do this, Lord, if you'll just forgive me. He said, I've sworn, and I will perform it. He sworn to fasten his heart on God. He swore to concentrate on God's laws and his precepts, and he's doing it. Glory to God. But here today, we've got people that's been in church 25, 30 years longer, and all of a sudden they just fall out. They think they've done enough good that they can't do enough bad to bring them back out because they've been taught that before. But I want to read some of Ezekiel chapter 33, starting at verse 11. It says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? And therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Glory to God. And so neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. So you may be in church 30 years and think you got enough. Now I'm so righteous, I'm so holy, I can go live on my own. I don't have to go to church no more. Oh, glory to God. Yes, you do, because you need to concentrate and get in and study the law of God, his precept. Don't fail to assemble yourself together, especially as you see the day approaching. Well, what? Maybe the day of your end, or maybe the day of his coming. But it's approaching, friend. It's approaching sooner than people know, glory to God. But see, we get to trust in our goodness, what we've done. I've helped the poor. I've helped people many times. I put my tithes in. I've paid for this and that at the church. I've done this. I've volunteered for this and that. You get to trust in that. You've lost the hand of God in your life. You've lost the will of God to be with you all the time because you're trusting in your righteousness. And he said, our righteousness, let me just speak it truthfully, is like filthy rags compared to his. We got to trust in his righteousness, glory to God. Because here's what it said. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousnesses shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. So all you that have left church and just figured that you've done enough, you've been good enough, I'm righteous enough, I'm holy enough, I study my word every day still, I do all it, but you don't go to church, you don't get in and share your testimony, you don't live in the precepts of God, you live in your own idea of what's right and wrong. That's a sin. It said, for him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it's a sin. And you know it's good to go to church, to be in the fellowship of other Christians, to be the strength when they're weak. And when you're weak, let them be your strength. Glory to God. That's the law of God. That's what he's saying to keep. Walk in it without any falling, without any faltering. And don't trust what you are. Trust who he is. Because here's what it said over here. Why there's so many out there today that want to fall out of church, they're backslidden out of church, or they just won't turn to God. And I'm going to read out of John 3, starting at 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what God did.
Amen.
And he said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved from every sin we've
yes.
ever done. Glory to God. You understand what it says? It says the sin of your past in Romans. The sin of our past is gone. But we are cleansed. We're saved from that. Now we walk in God's law. We walk in God's precepts. Glory to God. He said, he that believeth not on him, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not, he's condemned already. How about that? Already. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation. Light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you flip on the light, if you've ever been in a place that had cockroaches, you flip on the light and they'll run everywhere. They'll hide from the light. So will a man with sin in his life. When the light of God comes, he'll hide somewhere. He don't want it to be seen. And the reason they don't come to church, they don't want to get down and confess before Jesus what Jesus already knows, that you're a sinner in need of salvation. If they backslid, they don't want to come back to church. People knowing they fell away and have to go to the altar again. They're coming to get saved again. No, they're coming to get forgiven again. They're coming to start up a new relationship with Jesus again.
Yes.
Don't you say nothing about them. You get up and pray for them. Praise God. It said, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. See, when you come to the light of God, God lets you know he convicts your soul of everything you've done wrong. He reproves those deeds, and he wants you to repent. That means turn away from what you're doing and turn to him. Turn to follow him. It said, but he that doeth truth, he comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. You see, I want people to see how I live. I want people to see me when they come up and meet with my Bible, sit and read my Bible. I want people to know that I'm praying for them when I tell them I will. I don't want people to doubt and wonder, is he going to make it? Yeah, I'm going to make it. Not by me, I'm going to make it by him. And you know the way you want, but I have to follow God. But here's what it says right here. I'm going to end up in this. Comes out of the book of James. And we're talking about following the word of God, doing the things that Jesus has commanded, that God has commanded through the old prophets in the Old Testament, that he's told us that we have to live by. And that's what he's been saying. I will follow thy precepts. I will keep thy word. So here's what it says right here in James. Glory to God, chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. A lot of people's heard the word of God all around this world. It's been on radios, it's been on the internet. There's been missionaries go everywhere about it that there is, and preach the word of God. But only the doers of the word are going to be made into the kingdom of God. They're the ones that heard it don't mean nothing. It's applying it, friend. Glory to God. A doctor can give you a salve that you could put on it will heal anything in your body. But if you don't apply it, then it ain't going to heal you. If you don't apply Jesus into your life and apply the word of God to how you live, it ain't going to profit you nothing. You will be left out. In the day of judgment, you'll be just like it said in Revelation. You'll run into the mountains and beg the rocks to fall on you. Because you'll know you heard that good word. You heard the word of truth, but you never did nothing about it. He said, for any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he is. That's the way people walk. I look in the mirror and look at it and go, phew, and walk off a little ways, and boy, I still look pretty good. Because I forgot when I looked back at that mirror a while ago, I have to go back and refresh my memory sometimes. But here's what it said. It said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. People, it don't matter if you sit under the greatest preacher, the most anointed preacher in the whole world. I'm talking about smoke come off of him, the Holy Ghost so strong. And the word of God was just pounding into your soul. If you don't take that word and apply it to how you live, you're lost today. If you've been sitting under a preacher for 20 years and just love his preaching, it just gets to you every time, but you've never applied it to your life, you're one thing, and that's lost and undone. You're a hearer of the word, but you can't do it. And, you know, that's the worst situation a man could be in. He knows what the word says, but he don't do what the word says.
Amen.
If any man among you seem to be religious, bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. What I say about that tongue a while ago, if you claim to be religious, if you claim to be living the word of God, I guarantee you ain't talking about me. I guarantee you ain't talking about nobody else. You might be talking to God about them, asking God to turn them around if they're lost in sin. You might be praying for me if you think I'm not supposed to be doing something I'm doing. You ought to be praying for me, but you don't let your tongue wag out about them. And there's so much of that in churches today, sometimes it'll make you sick. If you walk outside, you'll hear a couple of them over here. Did you hear what old so-and-so did? I heard that he was running with some old woman down here. I don't know if it's so, but I heard that. Then why is your tongue wagging? And you'll hear stuff that in Walmart, and it's from people that's supposed to be saved. You'll hear it at the workplace. You'll hear it outside the church house. And sometimes they'll whisper inside the church house about it. And I'm telling you, friend, if you can't bridle your tongue, you don't know the God I know. He's bigger than that thing that makes your tongue come out. Because if you put him in your heart, he said out of the abundance of your heart, that's what your mouth speaks. Glory to God. You better learn how to bridle that tongue. If you can't bridle that tongue, you ain't bridled nothing else either. He said pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world.
Amen.
Do you know how hard that is to do today? Because the world is trying to tear us down. They already, just in Afghanistan, just since this happened, they're after Christians. They're going to try to kill them just like they did in Iraq. When they ran those Christians out there, Obama pulled all the troops out. They ran all them Christians up on that mountain, remember, and was trying to kill them. And if it hadn't been for people helping them, they would have killed them all. What do you think they're going to do over there? Well, if it's happening there, that's two places. It happened in Egypt. It's happened all over the world at one time or another. Friend, it's coming here too.
Amen.
Are you going to be unspotted from the world? Are you going to be still hanging on to the strings and the ties that this old world's got on you? Are you going to be one of them? I meditate on the Lord's law every day, on his precept, on his commandment, on his word, and I apply it to my life. I don't just want to hear it, but brother, I want to do it. Are you one that can say that? You say, I don't care if it means my life. I want to be like Peter. Don't hang me like you did Jesus. I'm not worthy. Hang me upside down and kill me. He didn't run from it. Glory to God. We got to be like that, friend. If you don't have Jesus like that, you probably don't have him. If you had made up your heart, made up your mind, stopped your tongue from speaking guile about other people, glory to God, stop worrying about the things of this world long enough to get a hold of the things of God, you need Jesus tonight. And there is no better hour ever going to come your way than right now. Because right now today, he's still accepting people that's lost. That's never known.
Yes,
he's still calling back the prodigal sons and daughters that have left him and went out in this world and filthied themselves up with the things this world has to offer. But you know what? He's still looking for you to come back. He's still waiting to run to you and to fall on you and to kiss your neck. He's waiting to accept you back. And all he'll probably say is, what took you so long? I've been waiting here just like this since you left. My arm stretched out just waiting for you to run back in. I am safety. I am sureness. I am forever. This world, heaven and earth shall pass away. But his word never passed away. Not one jot, one tittle of the law, the word of God, his precepts will ever pass away. Friend, we're going to pass away out of this world. My question to you right now tonight is sincerely, if you leave here tonight, where will you be in the morning? COVID's taking them out. Car wrecks, house fires, earthquakes in Haiti, all the Taliban killing people over in Afghanistan. We don't know what's coming our way. We just know death's coming. But when he comes, calls your name, are you going to be ready? Only if your heart is fastened on Jesus. Only if his word is a light, a lamp under your feet, and a light under your soul. That's the only way you're going to make it. Tonight, I'll even get down. Please, please cry out on Jesus before it's too late. We don't know when it's going to be too late. You might think, well, I've got time. I'm young. Or you might think, well, I hadn't fell that far away. I'll go back to church. And don't you wait for church, though. Get down where you're at right now. If you're hearing this word, get down now and seek him in your life. Seek him with every bit of your heart, because that's when you're going to find him. That's when you can walk up right before God. That's when you can fasten your mind, your attention, your everything on walking his word, not being a hearer of it, but doing his word in everything that you do. Because when you do that, you can stand up before any man, any word, look them in the eye proudly, stick your chest out. I am a child of God. I've been adopted into the royal family. I'm into the royal priesthood of Jesus Christ. And ain't nothing take me out. So tonight, God is willing to forgive you. He's willing to take you back. If you've never been there, he's willing to accept you for the first time. But you got to get there. And you got to get there on your own. You got to make up your mind to just turn from everything else and turn to God. He loves you more than you'll ever know. But ain't time to count on to find out and let him into your heart. And do it tonight before it's too late. Yeah. I say this many times. I love all of you. And I just ask you, seek God. I'd pray for you like a lot of preachers do. This prayer's got to come from you. And if you're backslidden or you've left church, you're the one that's got to make that trip back. I can't do it for you. I love you, but there's some things I just can't do for you. You got to do it. He's waiting to hear from you. And I love you. Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back to you.
Thanks, Lord.
Okay, we appreciate you coming on, and we just thank you for that anointed word of God there that you gave us. We got another caller I see in here, 706. Come on in and tell who you are and where you're at.
Yes. Hey, how you doing? This is Brother Willie from Barnell, Full Gospel Church in Barnell, Georgia. Yeah, bless you.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead and obey the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good once again to be back, praise the Lord, to be able to something to people about God, you know, because God is good. You know, it's like Brother Miles said, you know, this is a one and day when the Lord Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. We see the prophecy fulfilled every day. And praise the Lord, we see, each way that you look at it, and praise the Lord, it's been fulfilled. And praise the Lord, and so only thing that we got to do is be ready. And praise the Lord, because, you know, like the Bible said right here, and we read in Psalms 119:1, you know, and we read in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. It says, blessed are the undefiled, and the way we walk in the law of the Lord. You know, there's a blessing. It's a blessing to serve God. It's a blessing, amen, praise the Lord, to be faithful to God. It's a blessing, amen, praise the Lord, to be able, amen, praise the Lord, to serve God in this world. You know, God is the God of rewards. He will reward us. You know, I'm going to live in a Christian life, but and that's good that I know that God is with me and He's for me. But more than that, amen, praise the Lord, when I get to heaven, I'm still going to be rewarded for serving God. So, you know, and that's what the writer in Psalms, you know, is what he's talking about. Blessed are the undefiled. What is the undefiled? The blameless, the holy people, amen, praise the Lord, that live for God, amen, praise the Lord. And it's blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. And verse 6 says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with all their whole heart. So, you know, and that's, once again, it's a blessing. I mean, we come unto God, man, we got everything. We got everything, you know. We got everything. I know we go through things. We go through trials. We go through tribulation. But, you know, Paul said in the book of Corinthians, he said the trials and tribulation is nothing compared to the blessings that wait upon us in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. So that's what everything that we go through, man, that's going to be worth it, the blessing. When we get to heaven, we ain't going to take nothing what we went through. Right? We ain't going to take nothing but the trials. We ain't going to take nothing but the tribulation. Amen, praise the Lord, because the reward that wait up on us on heaven is going to be great. And we're going to forgive about everything. We're going to forgive about everything, but persecution, trials, temptation, and everything. Amen, praise the Lord, because we're going to, amen, praise the Lord, we're going to enjoy, amen, praise the Lord. You know, it's like a little child. When the little child that really wanted toy, and you know, they wanted toy and everything, and they cry for 10, 20 minutes or 40 minutes, amen, praise the Lord, and then mama, daddy go and give the babies a toy. Sometimes the babies get, the kids get hurt because they're crying for something, amen, praise the Lord. And maybe there's the thing about it is once they go, the daddy and mama go get the toy, amen, praise the Lord, and they start playing with it. They forgot what they, you know, what they went through to get it. Amen, praise the Lord. And same thing with the blessings of God. It's the same thing. Amen, praise the Lord. What God is doing, He offering us a good thing. He offering us, amen, praise the Lord. You know, he said in the book of John chapter 10:10, he said, the devil comes to steal and kill and destroy. He said, but I come unto you that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So you see, we got to understand why people want to serve the devil. Why the people want to live unholy. Why the people want to do the things they do out there in the world and reject Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ has got more to offer than the devil. I mean, God has got the blessings on this world. He got blessings in heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. And we don't have to go to the awful place, you know, kind of hell. We don't have to go to that because Jesus Christ has already paid the price for us. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why, and there's a lot of people, you know, I don't understand why the people know of God, that says the goodness of God. They've been there. They've been in church. They've been filled with the power of God. Know the Holy Ghost is greater than any drug. They know that God is greater than any liquor. They know greater than anything out there in the world. And for they leave the goodness of God and go back to the world to be destroyed. And I look, people sit down and say, why the people would do that? Why the world people, make the wrong choice, amen, amen, praise the Lord, and go back to the world and live like they used to live, amen, praise the Lord, when God offered us so many good things. You know, God is no only thing that God does is the good things. So, you know, once again, in John 10:10, Jesus said, but I come to you and come to you so you can have life and have it more abundantly. So that he offers us everything. He offers, the only thing that Jesus Christ did not promise, that we did not go to trials. There's only one thing that he didn't offer. He said, and praise the Lord, but one thing he said, I go with you. I'll be with you, amen, praise the Lord. Amen,
yes.
Praise the Lord. Something, amen, praise the Lord, that we can thank God for that, amen, praise the Lord. Once again, we're going to go to trials. We're going to go to tribulation. We're going to be persecuted, amen, praise the Lord. And let me tell you something. You know, I know Brother Miles already said that, but that's the great tribulation that's coming upon the church. That's the great tribulation that comes. Well, I'm not going to say the church, but I'm talking to the Christian. I'm talking about the church of Christ. You know, by Christians, that's the great persecution. Amen, praise the Lord. A lot of people think that the people in the White House, they sit down and do nothing. No, they're trying to figure out how can they get rid of the Christians, amen, praise the Lord. How can they get rid of, amen, praise the Lord, all the Christians that love God, amen, praise the Lord. They want the freedom. They can do the things they want to do because it's something that's holding back, amen, praise the Lord. And that's the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know what the Bible says in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, I believe 7, he said this, the one that, somebody, something that hold back, amen, praise the Lord, and one that been taken out of this world, and the Antichrist will be revealed. Guess what? I believe the Holy Ghost is, amen, praise the Lord, the people's praying, the Holy Ghost is holding on, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and that's why they don't have the freedom to do the things that they want to do, but let me tell you something, they're working on it, they're working hard, amen, praise the Lord, the enemy's working, amen, praise the Lord, and we got to submit ourselves to God, amen, praise the Lord, and I read verse 2, it says, they also do not iniquity, they walk in his way, that has command us to keep that precept steadily. So, you know, he wants for us to steadily. You know, he wants for us, amen, praise the Lord, to keep the person. He wants for us to keep the law. He wants for us to walk in the right way, amen, praise the Lord, to do the things that he's supposed to do. You know, and that's what Christ is like. What Christ means, be Christian is be cross-like. Walk like he walks.
Yes.
Talk like
Amen.
He talks. Act like he talks. Amen, praise the Lord. And be just like he walks. Amen, praise the Lord. He loves the people. Amen, praise the Lord. Jesus Christ did not leave us in this world. After we got saved, he did not leave us into this world. Yes, to enjoy the richness and to enjoy things. But he left us in this world so we can preach the gospel, so we can tell the lost people to come unto Jesus Christ. He left us, amen, praise the Lord, because he wants for us to be the salt. He said we should be the light of the world, amen, praise the Lord. We should be the salt of the earth, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what we're here for. It's not, you see, how much money that we can get. It's not how much, amen, praise the Lord, that we can, how much money that we can have in the bank. See how many people, friends that we got. See what kind of cars that we drive. No, that's the last thing, amen. But he left us here in this world, amen, praise the Lord, so we can preach the gospel, so we can tell people about him, amen, praise the Lord, because the Bible says, amen, praise the Lord, we got to testify. We got to tell people what God has done for us, where he brought us from, amen, praise the Lord. I know there's a lot of things, there's nothing to be to be proud of, where we're coming from, but praise God, Jesus Christ delivered us from. Us from that, so we, and there's a lot of people that they are in the same situation that we used to be, and we can tell them, if God done it for me, he can do it for you. Because people are going to and fro, amen, praise the Lord, looking for something, looking for help, amen. As people said in the church, Sunday after Sunday, Sunday morning, Sunday night, amen, praise the Lord, they're still hungry because they are not being fed, amen, praise the Lord. They take no money, praise the Lord. Yes, what? They're hungry. They're hungry for righteousness. They're hungry for the word of God. They're hungry, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God is looking for, amen, praise the Lord. That's what people is looking for, somebody, amen, praise the Lord, that can preach the word of God to them. I'm talking the word of God, amen, praise the Lord. No, it's anything goes, amen, praise the Lord. But we're going to have to live righteous. We're going to have to be holy, amen, praise the Lord, because that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. So we go right here to John, little John, 4 John, amen, praise the Lord. And 4 John he's talking right here, and excuse me, my voice, I'm a little bit under the weather, amen, praise the Lord. Yeah, he's praying for me, amen, praise the Lord. But 4 John chapter 3, Amen, praise the Lord. 4 John chapter 3. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to start from verse 4. It says, whosoever commits sin transgress as of the law. For sin is the transgressions of the law. And ye know that he was manifest to take away our sin. And in him is no sin. So that's what Jesus Christ came to take our sins away. If the people call themselves a Christian and still live in sin, they do not know Jesus. They have never accepted him as a personal Savior. Amen, praise the Lord. And he came to take our sin. He came, amen, praise the Lord. So, and so therefore, amen, praise the Lord, if we say that we're Christians, I see a lot of people, and I'm not judging nobody, but the Bible says, you know, I'm not judging. I used to be a fruit inspector, amen, fruit inspector. The Bible says that you know the tree by the fruit they bear. Amen, praise the Lord. The people go to the altar or say, I'm saved. They go to the same places. They talk the same way they used to talk. They drink the same thing. They smoke the same thing. There ain't nothing happened there. There ain't nothing happened there. Amen, praise the Lord. And I know a lot of people say, well, God works slow. No, God works as fast as you let him work. God can deliver you right now. God can send you free for any situation. I thank God, amen, praise the Lord, that God is the God I know. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, now is faith. Amen, praise the Lord. Soon as you call upon the name of the Lord, he's there to deliver us. He's there, amen, praise the Lord. Can you imagine, amen, praise the Lord, when the three Hebrew boys was on the fire, if Jesus had not come and got in there with the fire right then, if he said, well, I'll be back. I'll be with you next week. I'll be there 2 or 3 days from now. Now he got there. As soon as they got there, they call upon the name of the Lord, and Jesus Christ got right in the middle with him. Amen, praise the Lord, amen. So therefore, and that's what God is, amen, praise the Lord. God will work for us as fast as we let him work on us. Amen, praise the Lord. He's not, amen, praise the Lord. And he's not, amen, praise the Lord. He's not, amen, praise the Lord. You take a little time. No, there's no after him. There's after us. Are we going to give it to him 100%? Are we going to throw everything to him 100%? Are we going to let him live me? I heard a lot of people say, well, I want to be safe, but I don't want to quit this habit. Well, I want to be safe, but I don't want to know. And then, praise the Lord, if you're going to give it to God, give it to. Give it 100%. Praise the Lord. The same body, you don't have to quit smoking. You don't have to quit drinking. You don't have to quit cursing because he'll take it away from you. Amen, praise the Lord. And you don't even miss all this stuff. Amen, praise the Lord. He will take it away from you. Amen, praise the Lord. So a lot of people are still concerned about it. If you get saved, I don't have to quit doing this. No. Amen, praise the Lord. He will take it away from you, and you don't even know. A lot of people are scared to lose their friends. Let me tell you something. When I got saved, I didn't lose my friends. They got away from me. They didn't want to have nothing to do with him. I didn't have to walk away from them. They walked away from me. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, do not be afraid. Amen, praise the Lord. And what God is going to come against you for things. But he will deliver you from things. Amen. And so therefore, right here in verse 6, it says, whosoever abide in him, say no. Whosoever sin has no sin him, neither know him. And verse 8 says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that do righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And so therefore, a lot of people, a lot of preachers say, well, you don't have to live holy. You don't have to be perfect. Ain't nobody's perfect. Amen, praise the Lord. But Jesus said, the Bible said right here in 7, says, little children, let no man deceive you. He that do righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Amen, praise the Lord. In verse 8, says, he that commits sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he may destroy the works of the devil. So therefore, a lot of people say, well, you got to sin every day. You got to sin every day. You can quit sinning. Well, there's a lot of the devil. Because we don't have to practice sin. God did not give us, amen, praise the Lord. We was preaching last week in the book of Romans. It's God forbid if we continue in sin. Amen. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. God forbid, amen, praise the Lord, if we continue in sin. Because he did not call us to be a sinner. I know a lot of people say the call themselves saved by grace. Sinners saved by grace. Let me tell you something. When I got out of that good night from the altar. I didn't. I quit sinning. Amen. Praise the Lord. I make mistakes. But thank God when I make mistakes, I get on my knees and I call up in the name of the Lord. So forgive me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we keep going. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, we don't have to practice sin. We don't have to live in sin like we used to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because if we continue in sin, and we are liars, and God is not in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So
that's
therefore,
right.
We got to come out. We got to come out of the world and be ye separate people. We got to be free. We got to be different. We don't have to imitate the world. The world is supposed to imitate the Christians, not the Christians, the world. But their Christians want to act like the world. They want to talk like the world. They want to dress like the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, it's nothing wrong with Christians. They want to be like the world. They want to act like the world. They want to dress like the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's nothing wrong with them. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to follow Jesus. We got to imitate God. We got to be like Jesus Christ, amen. We got to walk like he walked. I don't care what the world likes me or not. I don't care what people like me or not. Amen, praise the Lord. As long as Jesus satisfied with me, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to dress the way that I think is holy, appropriate for God, amen, praise the Lord. And I'm going to do the things that I think as a pleasing God, no matter what people say, amen, praise the Lord. Because, let me tell you something, when we stand before God, there's nobody going to stay beside me and go say, well, I have him to dress like that. I killed him to dress like that. No, I'm going to stand before God, and I'm going to give thanks to God, amen, praise the Lord, for the things that I do, amen, praise the Lord. You know, so many people, I know so many people that you go to church, amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise the Lord, they dress, amen, praise the Lord, like a Christian. And now, I know they're still going to church, but you can tell the difference. If they went to the church to come from the dead now, amen, praise the Lord. So I believe, amen, praise the Lord, that where is the holiness? Because God has no change. God has no change. He's the same today as he was 20 years ago. He's the same today as he was 50 years. He's the same thing that was 1,000 years ago. God will not change. He is holy. He's holy. Amen, praise the Lord. And there's nothing going to change his mind. He's not going to say, well, I understand. I understand. We live in the 21st century. Let me tell you something. God knows that we live in the 21st century. And he requires holiness today as he requires, amen, praise the Lord, in 20th century, and 19th century,
that's right.
And 18th, amen, praise the Lord. He's the same God today, and he requires holiness. He requires, amen, praise the Lord, for us to live holy before him. Amen, praise the Lord, because he's no change. You know, that's what's wrong with the world today. They're changing the Bible, and praise the Lord, in their way. Amen, praise the Lord. Now we got to change with the Bible. We got to change with the Bible, amen, praise the Lord. No, change the Bible in our way, but we got to change the way of the Bible, amen, praise the Lord. So we can live the way of the Bible, not the way that we want to change the Bible. As well, there's so many translations today, amen. Man, you'd be surprised, amen, praise the Lord. There's so many translations. So many people want to live different. They want to believe the Word of God. They don't believe, amen, praise the Lord, the Bible. They say, well, the Bible's a good thing, and they got good things. And, you know, I heard what preacher one time, he come to my church, and he was preaching, and he said, well, the Bible got good things, and they got bad things. And I asked him, you show me the bad things the Bible's got. Only the bad things the God is what people don't want to leave, amen, praise the Lord, because he requires holiness. There ain't nothing wrong with the Bible. The Bible is the perfect word of God, amen, praise the Lord, to take us to heaven, amen, praise the Lord, is the best way to go to heaven. Ain't nothing wrong, amen, praise the Lord, with the Bible. And, you know, I see a man one time affair the Bible because they went in his, they was to stand on his, there was, they went like he wanted to be, amen, praise the Lord. He was holier than the Bible. I said, I will be afraid to stay beside him. I will be afraid to be at his church with him. Amen, praise the Lord. Because the Word of God is the Word of God. You know, the Bible says in talking Revelation chapter 22, amen, praise the Lord, if we add to the Bible, amen, he will add the pleasures to come unto us. If we take away, amen, praise the Lord, he will take away our name from the book of life. Amen, praise the Lord. I do not want neither one. I do not want for him to add no pleasures on my life, and I do not want him to take my name from the book of life. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, I'm going to read the Word of God. I'm going to preach the Word of God. I'm going to live the Word of God. Amen, praise the Lord. And we got to be holy. Amen, praise the Lord. I'm still in 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. He said, whosoever is born of God, do not commit sin. For his seed remain in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why the Holy Ghost, that's why the Holy Ghost, amen, praise the Lord, and that's why we have the Holy Ghost on this world, amen, praise the Lord, to put conviction on us. That's why the Holy Ghost has put conviction on us, amen, praise the Lord, to let us know, amen, praise the Lord, when we do commit sin. That's why the Holy Ghost is here with us before we commit sin. They put conviction upon us and lead us unto the truth. Amen, praise the Lord, and show us, amen, praise the Lord, the way of God. Amen, praise the Lord. And once again, man, verse 9 says, whosoever is born of God, do not commit sin. Listen, let me read it again. I think I read it right. I'm going to read it right. Whosoever is born of God, do not commit sin. For his seed remain in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So it was wrong with the people that practice, that says the congregation, that's okay with sin, but you don't have to sin daily. No, you do not have to sin daily. You cannot sin daily. If you and God, you, amen, praise the Lord, you're going to be led by the Holy Ghost. Amen, praise the Lord, because we don't have no license to continue sin. We don't have no license, amen, praise the Lord. We don't have no license to use the same machine that we used to run, amen, praise the Lord. And he took away from us, amen. He said he make all things new. Behold, all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new, amen, praise the Lord. He gave us a different language. He gave us a different mind. He gave us a different heart. He gave us a different spirit, amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, we cannot live in sin like we used to live in sin. We cannot continue hating people. We cannot continue stealing from people. We cannot continue destroying families. We cannot continue doing the things that we used to do, amen, praise the Lord, because we are new creatures. We are new in God, amen, praise the Lord. And that's what God wants for us to do, amen, praise the Lord, for us to be different. Amen, praise the Lord. And verse 10, he said, and be is the children of God who manifest in the children of the devil. Whoever do not righteousness is not God. Neither he that love nor his brother. So therefore, if we are not righteous, we are not here. Amen. Neither he that love nor his brother. If the people, I've heard a lot of people say, well, I hate so-and-so. Let me tell you something. If you hate your brother, you ain't going to go to heaven. You ain't going to make it. Amen. Because Jesus said, Jesus said, why can we say that we love our brother, God, and not love our brother, that how can we love God that we haven't seen and not love our brother that we have seen? Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, how can we be done? There's no way that can be done. Amen, praise the Lord. If we love God, we're going to love the things of God. Amen, praise the Lord. We're going to love the brother. We're going to love the sister. Amen, praise the Lord, because we are in the righteousness of God. We are the righteousness of God. And sin, amen, praise the Lord, is our enemy. When, praise the Lord, God will deliver us. God will send us. Amen, praise the Lord. He will let us know. When that sin, he let us know. Amen, praise the Lord. It's the same thing as like a mom and daddy. When we was little and said, don't put your feet on the mud. No getting that because it's bad. Don't do that. Don't do this. It's the same thing with God. Amen, praise the Lord. He will lead us. He will let us know not to do things. Amen, praise the Lord. And that's why we got to walk his way. And verse 11 says, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. No, as Cain, who was the wicked one, slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? Because his own words were evil, and his brother was righteous. And that's why when people persecute you, they can call themselves a Christian, but their words are evil. Amen, praise the Lord. So therefore, amen, praise the Lord, we got to be, amen, praise the Lord, we got to be like Cain, amen, praise the Lord. We got to, amen, praise the Lord, we got to be like, we got to be like Abel, amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord, love our brothers, amen, praise the Lord. And do, amen, praise the Lord, what God wanted for us to do, amen, praise the Lord. I'm going to go back, amen, praise the Lord, to Psalms 128, amen, praise the Lord. And we, amen, praise the Lord, and talking about the righteousness of God, amen, praise the Lord. Because God is righteousness, and if he's righteous, he wants for us to be righteous, amen, praise the Lord, because with the righteousness of God, we cannot make him, amen, praise the Lord. That's his righteousness. I know Brother Miles already told the scripture in Isaiah, our righteousness is like a filthy rag. man, I don't care how good we live. I don't care how much that we give to the people. I don't care how much. Amen, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. How much we do good deeds and everything. The good deeds ain't going to make us to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. We got to have the righteousness of God. We're going to make it to heaven. We're going to have the righteousness of God. Amen, praise the Lord. So we can make it to heaven. Amen, praise the Lord. And Psalms 128 says, blessed is everyone that fears the Lord, that walk in his way. He wants for us to walk in his way. No, my way. No, he's... No, my ways, no somebody else's way, than the ways of God, the way that he wants us to walk, amen. And verse 2 says, for thou shalt eat the labor of the hand. Happy shall there be, and it shall be well with thee. The wife shall be as the fruitful vine by the side of the house. The children like olive plant ran about the table. Behold, the thou shall the man be blessed that fear the Lord. The Lord shall bless the isle of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of his life. Verse 4, I want to go back to verse 4. It says, behold, the thou shalt see the man be blessed that fear the Lord. So anybody, why people are not Christianity? Because they don't hear, they don't have the fear of God. They don't have the fear of God. Amen, praise the Lord.
Amen.
People don't have fear of God. They don't fear God no more. Amen, praise the Lord. There's so many people today that live on this generation that be lawless. Amen, praise the Lord. They be disobedient. Amen, praise the Lord. I know that, you know, the way they treat their parents, the way they treat their grandparents, is the same way they want to treat God. Amen. And let me tell you something. Some kids was left the mamas, left the daddy, has left the grandparents and kicked them and called names and everything. But God is not going to put up with that. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is not going to put up with that. He loves us. Amen. He loves us. And he's going to chastise us. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're going to have to walk. If we want to go to heaven, we're going to have to walk in his likeness. We're going to have to walk in righteousness. We got to be like he walks. Like he walks. We got to be like him. We got to praise the Lord and be holy like he's holy. We be perfect as he's perfect. We got to do everything. Amen. Praise the Lord. We cannot be perfect without him. We cannot be holy without him. That's his holiness. That's his perfection. That's going to take us to heaven. Amen. Praise the Lord. And amen. Praise the Lord. And God wants for us to be in the righteousness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Righteousness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. How can you tell? How can you tell? You can have 4 or 5 trees together. And one of the branches, they can go through, and it can go bond two more trees. But you know where the branch is coming from. You know where the branch is coming from, amen, praise the Lord. Because the branch, you know the branch, the tree is the tree on the left side, amen, praise the Lord. Same thing with people. We got to know where we're coming from. We got to walk like he walked. We got to talk like he talked. We got to act like he talked. And we got to love the way he loves. And we got to be like him. We got to be righteous. We got to be holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. As like he is holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because with that righteousness, we will know see God. Amen. With that holiness, no man shall see God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that's not what the preacher said. It's not what the Sunday school said. It's not what somebody else said. It's what God said the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to live on his righteousness. We got to live in his holiness. And we got to walk like he walk and talk like he talks. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I pray that somebody got something, and I turn it over to speak to Betty. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, Brother Willie. That was a good anointed word of God. And we just thank you for coming on. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, just continue to pray for us. Pray for everyone of us, me and Lily, Haley, and Michael. And we've been, I don't know. Haley went to be tested, and they said that she had corona. They said the 90% sure there was the corona, and so we got the same symptoms. Just continue to pray for us, and continue to pray for the church, and continue to pray for all the family. Amen. Praise the Lord, and continue to pray for my family in Mexico. You know, that needs the Lord, and pray for all the people that are sick and afflicted. Amen. Praise the Lord. And just pray for the laos and the backsliders. And, I'm like Brother Miles. You know, I please call upon the name of the Lord, because the things is, Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is coming. In 2 minutes after he comes, it's going to be too late. And 10 seconds after he comes, it's going to be too late. Just call upon the name of the Lord. It doesn't matter what people say. It doesn't matter what anybody else say. You can. There's going to be between you and God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Brother Miles, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, remember all the Christians in Afghanistan that's fearing all those that's stuck in the country because they didn't have a plan to get them out, that maybe
Amen.
All of them will get out and not be hurt, and to God just be with them and protect them and keep them. And remember all the Christians around the world that's persecuted every day. You know, in China, they don't allow you to worship. Different countries, they don't allow you to worship Jesus. And, you know, if you're called by him to worship him, you better pour your everything into it.
Amen.
For those halfway in and halfway out, pray that God will get a hold of them in a way that will bring them all the way in under that blood. You know,
Amen.
I pray for my lost children and everybody else's lost family members and all, you know. We need to keep praying for the lost. We need to pray for Israel and lift up the Israelis. You know, I don't know what this administration is going to be like with Israel, but I know the last one moved the capital into, or the embassy into Jerusalem, where it should have been the whole time. They made a friend of them. I believe that's what we need to do, is pray and lift up Israel, because he said, I'll bless them that bless Israel, and I'll curse them that curse Israel. I want to be a blessing.
Amen.
I want to lift them up and just believe that God has got a hedge about them, and they can't no country break through it. And I believe that.
Amen.
And if we do right and we do like the Bible said, and we put our whole heart into serving God, keeping his laws and his word in us, you know, they ain't nothing going to tear us down either. And that's what
Amen.
We need to do tonight. And just remember all the struggling Christians, ones that's been talked about and pushed down and out. Let them know, hey, they did Jesus the same way. Just don't
Amen.
Look down, look up, because your redemption draweth nigh. Praise God.
Praise
God. We're going to have to come around and sing a song, and then I'll read the prayer request off. There's many prayer requests here that people's been calling in, texting in and all. So I'm going to have Tim come around and sing a couple songs. Just worship the Lord with him. Keep your minds on the Lord. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Okay. I've been in deep waters. I've been with a lot of people. I've faced in many waters, I've felt a lot of pain, searching for one that would bring my safety. No worldly way, only broad of his plan, but I felt what I needed, and I saw the way. It's been faithful, never failing to redeem. You can have the new rivers, I'll take the old stream. Today's modern thinkers still want to hear about the shepherd of our Savior so near. Their souls been denied. If they're preaching today, but I'm not ashamed to say it, that's why it's the only way. I'll take the old stream that flows from the mountain, in Calvary's fountain, that makes sinners free. Not a taste, it's the faithful, never failing to begin. You can have the two rivers. need. You can have the new rivers, I'll take the old stream. I found myself at a crossroads. I knew the time was right. God's Holy Spirit spoke to my heart that night. He showed me my whole condition. I bowed in full contrition, and now I'm in a new position. Since I made up my mind, I've made up my mind. No matter what others say, I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. So the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I set my heart on becoming like Christ, dying with Him, and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind, but I made up my mind. Trouble came running to me, so I had to make a choice. Will I run or take a stand against this evil boy? Never all God's good for me, and Jesus blood that set me free. I chose to walk in therapy, and I've made up my mind. I've made up my mind, no matter what others say. I will follow Christ and walk in His ways. Though the battle gets hard and the road gets steep, that's okay. I've set my heart on becoming my prize, dying with Him and raised to new life. All things of this world I'm leaving behind. But I've made up my mind. All things on this world I'm leaving behind. Cause I've made up my mind.
Praise the Lord. As for those songs, Phyllis Center says that she has an unspoken request. Pray for my brother Larry. He's needing prayer healing. Pray for Sandra Bowman and her family. They lost a loved one and they just buried him yesterday. So remember that family. And she also needs healing in her cornea. So remember her. And remember Brother Willie and Sister Lily and Barnell Full Gospel and Haley and all the other ones that are sick. Remember Billy and his family tonight. His granddaughter's been sick. And just remember them. Brother Prasad in India says to pray for him. He's running a high fever again and real sick. Don and Tico says to pray for his wife, Leela. She's pretty sick. They're in the Philippines. And just pray for Bonnie and her with her legs and her eyes. And pray for Brother Ron and God's House and their congregation. And remember Sherry Fretwell. Her and all of her household are sick with COVID. My sister-in-law, Mickey Corden, is sick with COVID and got some cousins up in Andrews, North Carolina that are, the whole household are sick, the Tiffany's family. And I just pray for our pastor, Brother Don. He's been told that he has Corona, so just pray for him and all the people that's been around him, and just pray that God will keep him. He ain't having no symptoms right now. And pray for all the missionaries and all the Christians over there in Afghanistan that God will keep them safe. And pray for Thomas Lilly. He's going to Mayo Clinic soon, and he's really needing a miracle from God. Remember, Ethan, he's very sick with COVID. Pray for the Spivey family. They lost a loved one. Let's remember baby Esther. She's been running a fever. She's got an upset stomach and won't eat. And pray for Chuck Connors that has pneumonia. Pray for Pastors Jim and Sandra Talent from the Lighthouse. They have COVID. Their daughter Angie's got COVID, and the grandbaby Belle has been real sick. To remember all of them and the church family. Tiffany, Kelsey, and Kaylee need our prayers. They got COVID. Pray for the McConkie family that lost a family member due to COVID. Pray for a mother that was flown to the hospital. Don't know the details, but God knows. Tina Hazelbaker's having trouble swallowing, so remember her. Let's remember all of our loved ones that are lost out in sin. I know every family has some that ain't saved, so let's continue to pray for them, that God will bring them in before it's too late. Roy Wilson needs a miracle. Pray for a two-month-old baby that has RSV that's in the hospital. Doris Finley said to pray for her and her family and her grandchildren. And Paxi's needing relief. He's cutting teeth, and he's been crying a lot and hurting. And remember Gabriel in the hospital. Joyce Mullen says to remember all of her needs. Angie McLemore still needs God's healing touch. She went to the doctor, and she just had surgery a couple weeks ago for a big tumor on her colon, and the doctor seems to think that she might need some chemo, so she said just pray and believe with her that she won't have to have none. Let's remember Nellie. She's got COVID. Her daughter Lisa has COVID, and her granddaughter Serenity has COVID, so remember them. Kimberly's still in the hospital, and she's getting discouraged. She's been in there several weeks now with COVID, and she, when she gets up, her oxygen is still going real low, and so they haven't let her out of the hospital, and she's getting real discouraged, so remember her. Pray that God will touch her oxygen and level and bring it back up. Let's pray for John David that needs salvation, and just all of the unsaved. And let's remember a grandson of ours that is on drugs and alcohol that needs to be saved and delivered. His name is Josh. And all of our kids that need salvation. And let's pray for Mitchell and Bonnie, and let's pray for Gladys and Tim and their kids. All of them need salvation. And let's pray for Diane and Wayne and Rita and Mike, that God will continue to touch them and heal them. Willa Dean, let's pray for her that God will strengthen her in her body and just touch everywhere in her body. Let's pray for Brother James Miles that may be facing surgery on his elbow. We're just going to believe for the best and believe that he won't have to have the surgery, that God will just go in there and take care of those nerves. And got to have the faith and believe. And let's remember Franklin Bennett and Sister Hazel and War Room Church. And let's pray for the people at Shoal Creek Gospel Tabernacle. And just pray for me and Tim that we'll continue to do what God wants us to do. And just pray for us that God will touch us, because we've been around Brother Don quite a bit in services, and but we're feeling okay right now. But just continue to pray for us and pray that we don't end up with it. And just pray for my brother-in-law Harold and my sister Eloise, and pray for Isom. Harold Hooper and Isom have Lyme disease. Let's remember them. Let's pray for Henry and Cindy and all their children. Marilyn Smith, she had surgery on her shoulder. She's been in a lot of pain, so remember her. This woman that goes by the name of Glory Seeker says that she needs healing prayer for her family. Evelyn Wright said to remember her. She's got an unspoken request. Robert Taylor, he's needing God's healing touch. And Susan's been diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer, and she'll be having surgery, then radiation, so remember her in your prayers. Gwen Poole says remember her son, Robbie, that God will place the right person in his life and point him to the Lord. He's been running with the wrong crowd, and pray that he'll choose to make the right choices.
Amen.
And Melissa, in prayer, needing healing. Barbara Dockery's pretty bad off with that bone cancer. Her granddaughter contacted some of us the other day and said that it's sad to see her grandma just getting worse and worse every day. So remember Barbara. Mm-hmm. And Don Warnock Road said to remember her and her husband Trent and son Noah. They have the COVID, and they've had it since last Thursday, and they're all miserable. Remember Leon. He needs healing in his legs. He's had a stroke, and God brought him through it, and he can walk, but he's been having a lot of pain in his legs. So remember him. Nick Mullins, he lost his grandfather, Fred Mullins, so remember that. Priscilla needs healing in her body. Sharon Howard said to remember her in prayer. The Penny Russell family, they lost a loved one. Dawn McRae needs healing in her body. And I think they said she might have colon cancer. So remember her. Gail is very sick, needs healing. Scott needs healing. Highway to Heaven Church says pray for their niece's husband. I mean, their niece, her husband had passed away. So remember that. Little Dolly's been running a high fever. Remember her. Her cold's getting worse, and they've had her to the doctor in the ER, and she's still not feeling good, so remember her. And remember Brenda Breedlove. She fell and hurt her leg. Tanya Asbury said for everyone to pray for her. She's not breathing good, having pain around her heart. And said she's scared to death, to keep her in your prayers. She's been asking God for forgiveness. And so let's continue to pray for her. Baby Grayson says, Baby Grayson, they say that he needs a miracle. Mary had a stroke and is paralyzed on one side. Baby Nicole Johnson is in the hospital in ICU with COVID pneumonia. Her parents also have COVID. They're pastors of a church up here, Tony and Sandra. They both have, I guess the whole family has it. And they're most of the church members, and they've had to close the church down for now. And there's several other churches up here that have to close down because of the COVID. And just pray for all of them that they can get back up and get back in church. And Angie said to remember Daniel. And let's pray for all the people out there listening by Facebook. I know many of them have needs, and many of them send dire need of prayer. So just remember all of them on Facebook that God will just touch and meet their needs. And I think that's about all I have. Well, I think I just found a few more. Teresa said to remember and pray for a friend, Sherry Garner, that's needing healing. Haley says to pray for her baby that is sick. Donnie and Wanda Osborne needing healing, needing strength in their body. And my friend Doris Finley lost her sister-in-law. Angie Finley passed away yesterday, so remember that. Deb Duffy needs a miracle. She's got lung cancer. And there's just so many more, so many others out there. Let's pray for this country and all the needs there, and that God will change the hearts of people and turn them back to God. Let's
Amen.
Go to prayer, and then Brother Will, you can obey the Lord for a few more minutes, or either one of you, however way that God leads. And let's just all go to the Lord in prayer for all the needs on the prayer list. I have one more coming in that a friend of mine down in Cleveland, their grandson's been real sick, and he's needing healing in his body. So remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, let's all just go to the Lord in prayer and believe for all these needs.
And magnify, Thank you, Jesus, Lord, for it.
God, we just give you praise and we give you glory. You're going to take everyone on these prayer lists, God. There's many of them. And still coming in, God, we just ask you, Lord, to just touch and meet the needs of God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
God, right
you know
now,
the
God,
you know the name.
Mercy will be upon
you, Lord.
You
know the name, you know the name, you know the people, Lord. You know the situation, Lord. You know how that will do it, Lord. So we praise you, Lord. I thank you, Father, Lord. And I glorify you, Lord, and we magnify, praise God, Lord, your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. We got about 9 minutes, Brother Miles. If you want to go ahead and minister a little bit more,
I got a verse I need to read right now. And it comes out of First John chapter 3, verse 22, and it says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments." And do those things that are pleasing in His sight. People, this is what we preach today. This is about keeping, not just hearing, but doing the Word of God. When we do it, we receive the things we ask of God. Tonight I've asked in faith that people be healed, that the miracles they've asked for would be done, that they get to see God, the faith that they have in Him come to life in their lives. And glory to God, that's what it's about tonight. That's why we strive our best every day to live the Word of God to the very best of our ability. And we ask God for the strength to carry us on, that we don't fail, that we don't falter, that we don't slack up, but that we run on. Just like Paul said, we all run the race, but let's run it to win it. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And you want to know how you know when you've got to that place where you pass from death unto life? That comes out of verse 14, same chapter. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. When you get that love of God in you, when you pray for people that are sick, that are afflicted, that need miracles, that's lost loved ones, that has COVID, whatever it is, you will pray with love in your heart that touches the throne of God. And that's why it says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him. Because of love of God is available in us. Glory to God. It goes on and says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. You see, that's the will of God for us, that we should love one another. And I ain't talking about faking it, or just loving certain people, or just love the ones you like, or just love the ones that are good to you. And glory to God. But to love all of them, to love each other, glory to God. It says this right here in verse 7, chapter 4, in 1 John, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." That if you truly know how to love somebody, you love them in the Spirit of God. You love them in the holiness of God. You love them in the pureness of God that lives inside you. And now you know that you know God. If you can love like that, glory to God. It said, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. See, we got to know that when we love God, we love Him enough to keep His commandments. We love the people around us enough not to talk about them, or not to put them down, or not to stick our nose in the air when they speak to us, you know, when we meet them in Walmart. That we love them enough that we stop and take time to ask them how they're doing. And if they need something, we go to praying for them. Hallelujah. And if they need help and we can help them, we help them. Because that is the love of God. That's shed in our hearts. His love for us is in our hearts. And that same love reaches out to everybody we see. That's what keeping the commandments of God is about. Glory to God. He broke it down into two commandments. Jesus did. He said, love the Lord thy God, and him only would you serve. You remember that? And what else did he say? Love your neighbor as yourself. In these two lay all the law and the prophets. Now, glory to God right there. That love, if we can get love like that, like God had for us, and have it for each other, I got news for you. We get colorblind real quick. We won't know what skin color they got. We love them, and it don't make no difference, see? It don't matter where they vote Democrat or Republican. We love them, see? It don't matter. Hallelujah. And we'll all be on the same page then. But praise God, if we can't get there, folks, hallelujah, we're going to be left out in the end. How are you going to ask something of God when he said, you know, I'll do these things you ask if you keep my commandments? Here's one of them, that you love one another. Hallelujah. You got to start there. If you can't love people, you don't know God, for God is love. He loved us while we was unlovable, lost in sin, serving the devil without open all we had. And then when he come on us and pricked our hearts and let us see our evil, glory to God, we repented and turned around, and we felt that sure love of God when he come into our hearts and changed us, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we wasn't the same as we was when we came to him. It's a whole different world. Your eyes don't see the same. You don't feel the same about people. You can't look at nobody and hate them anymore. You look at them and feel pity for them because they don't know Jesus, because they're out doing things they shouldn't. You might feel pity for them because they're lost in dope or alcohol or whatever it may be. That's drug them from the throne of God. But praise God, you'll also love them enough to seek God on their behalf. You won't put them down. You'll lift them up. Hallelujah. That's God. That's the God we've been preaching tonight. That's the Savior that come down here and died for me and you on Calvary's cross. Praise God. He shed his blood because our blood was not worthy to wipe our sins away. It took the blood of the only begotten Son of God. Yes. Hallelujah. His love for you and me is what held him on that cross. It wasn't those nails. It wasn't those whip marks on his back. It wasn't that crown of thorns on his head. Praise God. It was love that held him on that cross. Love for this old sinner. Glory to God that got saved by the grace of God and ain't a sinner no more. I'm adopted in. Hallelujah. And you can be too. Tonight, he's calling you to his love, where you can feel love for once in your life and know there's not no conditions on it. He'll love you. He'll keep you. He'll help you. He'll answer your prayers. He'll carry you through your troubles and your trials. Glory to God. He's the on time, every time, all the time. And he wants you to come and feel his love in your heart tonight. Glory to God. And when you do, you're going to find out that all of the ones you counted your enemies, you'll just count them as people anymore. You don't hate them no more. You'll find out you actually love them all the time. You thought they was your enemy because they'd done something to you years ago, and you never forgot it. But that love of God will wipe that slate clean, folks. It'll wipe your heart clean of all the hatred, the anger, and the variance you've had with people. And glory to God, you'll find something in common with every one of them. You'll find that you love them.
Amen.
That's God. That's keeping his commandments. That's getting down and loving people enough when you pray for them that you believe that God is going to touch them. Glory to God. I believe we'll get calls. I believe people are going to get healed. I believe there's miracles going to happen. Praise God.
Amen.
I believe people are going to be comforted. They lost loved ones. Hallelujah. I believe people are going to get out of the hospital because I asked in faith and I asked with the love of God in my heart.
Yes, amen.
We can't do that. We can't call ourselves his children. We can't call ourselves his servants. So bless God tonight. I want to be his servant. I want to be his child, and I want to be that way forever. But without love, I can't know God, for God is love. Tonight, I just praise God for this. I feel, there's a great stirring went over me while I was praying, and I can feel it running all over my body. But I love God.
Praise the Lord.
I love God. And when this old fella tells you, every time I'm on this earth, I tell you, everybody out there, I love you. Know that
yes.
I'm telling you the truth. Ask
yes,
God. He'll tell on me if I'm not. You ask him. Glory to God. And he'll tell you, I love you.
Amen.
Praise God. I pray that you love everybody just like I do. Because you do. You know God. Look, Betty, I'm going to give it back to you. I know our time's about gone.
Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, our time is gone, and we want everybody to tune in next week from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and we thank everybody for tuning in and listening. We love y'all, and we're praying. And just tell all your friends and family and all your neighbors about the broadcast, and please share the broadcast out so others can hear the gospel. We'll see you next week. God bless. Love y'all. Good night.
God bless. Love y'all. Good night.